Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 40.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Sarah Bush, Legislative Assistant for Representative Elmore. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Sovereign Lord God Almighty, we come together in the name of Jesus at your invitation, signifying our dependence on you as our Creator through the power of prayer. We thank you, O God, for you are loving and strong. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth and all who live in it. You give life and breath, and everything comes from your hand. You are the righteous judge and the living God who is with us. Thank you, God, for our great nation, for our state of North Carolina. What nation is so great to have a God as you near us when we pray? What nation is so great to have a copy of your inspired word at our fingertips to guide our paths in righteousness? It gives us wisdom and understanding in how to live in freedom and peace. I truly believe from your word our forefathers were divinely inspired to create our great Constitution. Both your word and our Constitution work when we heed to them and apply them. Forgive us, Lord, when we have forgotten you and not trusted in you. We've neglected to study your word, to live according to your ways. Forgive us for not loving you and trusting you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. Forgive us for our pride, thinking that we can do everything without your help. We need you, Lord, for such a time as this. Thank you for all of our North Carolina governmental leaders, staff, and employees chosen by you to serve the people of our state. We pray for your blessings on each of them and our state. Bring your salvation to any who do not know you as Lord. I ask, Father, that you would pour out a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of unity for our leaders. For where there is unity, there is blessing. I pray, Father, the spirit of the sovereign Lord would anoint and be with our members and staff as they divinely inspire them to create and maintain laws that protect the people of our state. Raise up men and women without corruption who are trustworthy and full of integrity, honoring you in all they say and do. Give all of our North Carolina leaders strength and perseverance to serve their communities and their constituents. Lord, bring deliverance from this pandemic and help with our border crisis. Lord, you said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we are here. We ask for your help. You are a God who heals and restores all things. Heal those who are sick and suffering. Bring hope to those who are desperate, especially those struggling with unemployment, substance abuse, and mental illness. Help our children, schools, and staff with our education gap. We need reformation. We need change. May each of us serving be like mighty oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of your glory here in Raleigh, in this city of oaks. May North Carolina be an example of unity, peace, and freedom to lead this great nation. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Excuse me, I got strangled during the prayer. Representative Perret is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for April 5th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Perret moves that the journal for April 5th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Green, McNeil, Miller, and Logan, House Bill 491, Virtual Training, Real World Law Enforcement.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives White, Kristen Baker, Cunningham, and Clampett, House Bill 492, Workers' Compensation, Psychological Trauma-Related Injuries.
Health, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules.
Representative White, House Bill 493, defining, regulating food delivery platforms.
Commerce, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Senate Bill 196, first edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to update the mailing method to notice judgment debtor and to execute sale of real property, clarify the effects of default bid on private judicial sale and public or private petition sales, and provide that in a tax foreclosure action, the commissioner's fee shall not be included in the amount necessary to redeem the real property during the period between the date and the sale and the judgment confirming the sale. It makes technical changes as recommended by the General Statutes Commission.
Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read. I'm sorry. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 197, first edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to remove the local requirement for holographic wheels in Aligned, North Carolina, and all other states recognizing holographic wheels, update the definition of the term of a trust and a trust instrument, and to revise the article of power holding the trust, and clarify the trust exclusion to the rule against fictitious, and to make technical changes in the surrounding language as recommended by the General Statutes Commission.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 198, first edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to provide that the settlement agents may disperse settlement proceeds in reliance on a check drawn on the account or issued by a licensed mortgage lender, and to make amendments relating to the North Carolina Commercial Receivership Act, and to make technical changes in various laws relating financial practices as recommended by the General Statutes Commission.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 279, first edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act authorize the City of New Bern and the Town of Bridgetown, Oriental, and Trentwood to regulate navigable waters within their corporate limits and to interterritorial jurisdiction.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 296, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to direct the North Carolina Policy Collaboratory and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill to study the coastal and marine fisheries regulated by the state.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 308, committee substitute, third edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to streamline nuisance of certificates and compliance with the building code and to prevent unnecessary delay due to repetitive reinspections.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 317, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to reform the management of marine fisheries in North Carolina.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 321, second edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to revise the North Carolina Controlled Substance Act.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Notices and announcements. Representative Paré is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, April 12th at 6 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Parade moves, seconded by Representative Gill, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, April 12th at 6 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.